Research conducted at Cornell University found that children who grow up in disadvantaged neighborhoods are one-third more likely to be obese as adults. The research was published in Health and Place. The lead author of the study is Stephen Alvarado, an assistant professor of sociology at Cornell University.
What I'm able to do is use data that follows entire families over a 28-year period and compare the neighborhoods and the outcomes between siblings within the same family, and in addition to that, compare the neighborhoods and obesity outcomes of cousins within the same extended family. And what that does is address some of the more challenging concerns to neighborhood effects research, and that is the threat of unobserved factors, that is, factors that are not measured in the data set, that therefore cannot be directly controlled in a statistical model. That could include genes, for instance, and can include, say, parental stress, that might explain away the neighborhood association. So you might say, okay, this study sounds great. There's a neighborhood association, the association between growing up in a disadvantaged neighborhood and adult obesity, but I don't really believe it. I don't buy it because I think that genes are more important. Or let's say the stress levels that are experienced by families, parents in these disadvantaged neighborhoods that could explain away the neighborhood effect. And by comparing siblings and cousins, I'm able to control away these, at least partially control away some of these genetic predispositions towards unhealthy weight gain. And in the same family, when comparing siblings, I can control away any sort of parental stress that is experienced by all siblings, all members of the same family, and therefore provide a much more precise estimate of the neighborhood effect that's independent of any of these unobserved factors that one might argue could explain away the neighborhood effect.
There's always been this talk of stress eating, not just among disadvantaged
exactly.
people, but just about anybody who feels stress sometimes responds by eating. Is that what's happening to these children?
Not necessarily. So when I'm talking about stress, what I mean is that a parent could experience stress in the same sort of manner that you're describing and parent in a different way. And in a disadvantaged neighborhood, you might imagine that a parent is juggling a lot of challenges simultaneously and might parent in a way that that could potentially even induce stress among the kids that can then lead to unhealthy coping, unhealthy eating habits, or unhealthy energy expenditure, exercise habits among their kids that can then lead to obesity. And so the statistical models that I use essentially control away those types of factors, those types of stressful home environments, one could say, in a similar way as it controls away for any of the genetic factors that are shared between siblings or cousins.
And this study found that the child may not necessarily be overweight when they are children, but are more likely to be so as they become adults.
So this study particularly only looks at obesity in adulthood. And so this study finds that exposure to childhood neighbor disadvantage increases the odds of obesity in adulthood. In a separate study that was published in 2016, I looked specifically at outcome, the obesity outcome in childhood, and I also found that childhood neighbor disadvantage was positively associated with childhood obesity. And so what this paper is doing that was just published in July in the journal Health and Place is extending the view of the reach of childhood neighborhoods so that this paper is showing that childhood neighborhoods get under the skin and stay under the skin for an extended period of time to increase the likelihood of obesity in adulthood all the way through age 42, which is the maximum age of the respondents in my study.
When you say under the skin, what do you mean?
Under the skin is just a euphemism. It's just a way of describing the way that external factors outside of the body can impact somebody's health that's going on under the skin, that's going on in the body. So from a biological perspective, one might argue, well, diabetes or obesity or heart disease or any other health ailment is exclusively due to genetic factors or other biological processes that are going on under the skin, that are going on inside the body. Well, there's also in epidemiology and population health, a perspective that in addition to factors like genes and other internal processes, there are things that are happening external to the body, say in the home environment, like exposure to lead, or in the neighborhood environment, like exposure to high-quality nutritional food outlets or places to exercise, that can also influence health.
Stephen Alvarado is an assistant professor of sociology at Cornell University and the lead author of the study which found that children who grow up in disadvantaged neighborhoods are one-third more likely to be obese as adults. A story on the research can be found in the Cornell Chronicle.